It was the day before Thanksgiving. In her kitchen, pretty little Margaret Lane was preparing a Thanksgiving dinner, the first one in the home over which she had come to preside but a short 6 months before. The turkey was already in the oven, and her nimble fingers were busy fashioning a plum pudding. Her heart was so light that almost unconsciously she burst into song. The room was small and the day warm, so she had left the door partly open, and her sweet voice floated out into the street. A man passing by paused to listen.
When upon life's billows you are tempest-tossed, when you are discouraged, thinking all is lost, count your many blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done.
The man passed on, but the words seemed to ring in his ears. A cynical smile curled his lips. Count your blessings indeed, he muttered. I wonder what they are. I presume that sweet little singer back there would say my wealth, but it has never brought me any joy. Then some way it seemed to him that the pages of his life swept back, and he saw again a fair face bend above him, a face so pure it might have been that of an angel's. His whole life had been softened by her. Surely he must count the memory of a Christian mother among his blessings. There was another, too, way back in his younger days. His sweet wife and a baby daughter nestled in his arms, but not for long. God took them from the sorrow here to the joy over there, yet the happiness of those short months was very dear to him. His face grew thoughtful. Was it not a blessing to have such treasures in heaven? Tears came to the eyes that had long been strangers to them, as the meaning of the song seemed to be brought home to him, and he said, I will arise and go to my father. And Margaret sang on.
Are you ever burdened with a load of care? Does the cross seem heavy you are called to bear? Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by.
The woman across the street shut the door with a slam. Little she knows about it. Wait until she has worked as I do, and she won't find time to sing or count her blessings either. But the words of the song were with her. Burdened she surely was, for her health was not good, and there were three little ones to do for. And yet, count your blessings, name them one by one. The words came to her in spite of the closed door, and she smiled grimly as she thought, Tom is well and has plenty of work, that is one, I suppose, and he does not spend his money on alcohol as some men do. Then our home is paid for, and the children are well and good to help me. A look of surprise came over her face as she found herself trying to hum the chorus as she went about her many tasks.
When you look at others with their lands and gold, think that Christ has promised you his wealth untold. Count your many blessings money cannot buy, your reward in heaven nor your home on high.
A young girl heard the words as she hurried to school. I believe I needed just those words to set me right, she thought. I am afraid I was envious this morning because Mabel had such a beautiful new suit and I must wear my old one. I was cross about it, too, and it will worry Mama, for she is doing all she can for me, and... Her face paled as she thought, Mabel has no Mama. I am sure she will be willing to wear her old clothes if she could only have her dear Mama. What would I care for money without my mother to share it? I will never worry her again, and I will tell her so at noon, too. And she passed into the schoolroom.
So amid the conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end.
It won't be long either, murmured a poor old woman as she toiled painfully along. The end is not far off, and my greatest blessing is that this is so. I was feeling discouraged this morning to think my master kept me waiting so long, but he knows best. He will help and comfort me until the end. I am glad that I heard that singer. God bless her. The pudding was finished, and so was the song, and Margaret, with a light heart, began putting the little kitchen to rights, not knowing that while she sang, four souls had been brought nearer to their Maker, and on the morrow they would each return thanks for blessings overlooked in the hurry of a world until a song set them right.
Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.